Winter showers, record-breaking winter showers, certainly brought spring flowers to California's Death Valley. And now that sea of blossoms is drawing record-breaking numbers of sightseers. The influx of visitors has strained many aspects of life in the normally quiet park. To tell us more, we're joined by Tony Jepson, manager of the Furnace Creek Inn in Death Valley National Park. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
So, Tony, I was thinking about getting away to Death Valley this weekend. Any chance you can squeeze me in there at Furnace Creek?
Gee, as much as I'd like to, could you come after April 17th?
You've got crowds, eh?
Oh, are we having fun yet?
What are we talking about? A lineup of cars all the way back to L.A.?
Well, it's not quite that bad, but I'll tell you that our reservation calls for this month are up 200%. We have sold over 100% more gallons of gasoline than we did last year at this time. Our food covers in our restaurants are up 50%. Retail sales are up 45%, and room occupancy is up 20%, which means we are 100% full.
Wow. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. What's it usually like this time of year?
Well, actually, this time of the year, it's usually busy. We're usually just about full because of Easter and spring break. But this year, with the just absolute magnificent bloom and show of wildflowers, we've had an onslaught of day visitors coming into the park. Some are saying as many as 150,000 just in the month of March. But, you know, the good news about that is most of these people have never been here before, so it's a very underutilized park. So they're being exposed to the beauty and unparalleled vistas that Death Valley holds, and they're seeing that there's more to see than just wildflowers. So I'm sure they'll come back at other times of the year.
Well, since I can't get a room at your inn, you're going to have to describe all those wonderful wildflowers for me. Give me a vivid description.
Well, in the south of the park, for most of the month until about 3 days ago, I would say, because we've had heavy winds and they're beginning to wane, but there have just been fields and mountains and alluvial fans of huge yellow flowers, purple flowers, white flowers, the white we call gravel ghost, because you can just see the white flower flapping in the wind and you can't see its stem, and they look like ghosts. And it's just everywhere. Now, that's beginning to wane a little bit, but it's moving up the valley, and we'll have flowers actually until June, albeit they'll be in the higher elevations, which is a good thing because it's beginning to warm up here. And by June, when we still have flowers, it'll be 115 degrees down here on the valley floor, but you can go up and go wildflower hunting to the wonderful 85, 90-degree weather.
Well, with so much rain and now with these hordes of people, you'll probably be pretty happy when the valley heats up.
Well, yes, but it's been fun. I mean, our employees have been very enthusiastic. You know, it started out not to be a very fun year because of the torrential rains that we've had and the floods that we had during the summer. But it sort of made up for it because, after all, we're here to serve people, and we've certainly had a lot of people to serve.
If we called you 2 months from now, let's say at the end of June, what would the scene be like?
It would be much quieter, and it would be much hotter. But as I say, in the higher elevations, you would still be able to find, you'd probably find blooming cactus and the Panamint daisies up in the Panamint Mountains, and there'd be plenty of places to go searching.
Well, thanks for joining us, Tony.
Thank you so much, John.
Tony Jepson is the manager of the Furnace Creek Inn in California's Death Valley National Park. Remember, Science Friday tomorrow, Lynn Neary hosts Monday, and Neil Conan is back in this chair on Tuesday. Greg Smith composed our theme music. In Washington, John Idstey, NPR News.